This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 21st. I'm Paul Plack. At the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring yesterday, Cessna announced that its Skycatcher LSA is now arriving from China in quantities which will allow it to deliver 150 of the planes to customers this year. Five light sport aircraft manufacturers and distributors are leveraging their investment in displaying at Sebring to stage a flying roadshow throughout Florida once the event ends. The U.S. Department of Defense has put aviation on notice that from now till February 22nd, GPS may be unreliable or unavailable over the southeastern U.S. The FAA released statistics Wednesday showing that in 2010, reports of lasers pointed at aircraft across the U.S. almost doubled from the previous year to 2,836. That's up from just 300 reports in 2005 when the government started keeping track. Boeing confirms the Chinese government has given final approval to the purchase of 200 Boeing 737 and 777 airliners worth a total of $19 billion. The Air Transport Association of America says passenger revenue rose 9% in December compared to the same month in 2009. That makes the 12th consecutive month of revenue growth. TSA has granted approval for direct flights to Washington Reagan National Airport, departing from a secure ramp maintained at Teterboro, New Jersey, by First Aviation Services. EADS reports major fatigue testing of the Airbus military A400M has begun on schedule in Dresden. And Textron says it's splitting AAI Corp into three separate entities, quote, to better support our customers' current and future needs while also making our company more efficient, unquote. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Fred Lewis, president of the National Training and Simulation Association, gives us a glimpse into the future of simulation. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.